Sabbath inside of the story. He appears at a pool called the Pools of Beit Zatha. They are on the north side of Jerusalem. Beit Zatha was one of the public pools used for people to go through ritual purification before they entered the city of Jerusalem. There were two of those major public pools. One was on the north side, like this one. And then in chapter 9, we're going to see that there was another pool, Pool of Siloam, down on the south end. So between these two pools, people could then prepare themselves as they went into the temple. Now, here Jesus meets a man who is trying to be healed. This man is lame. He is crippled. He is there by the pool. He is hoping to get into the water when the water is stirred. And that's how he hopes to find his healing. Another aside, throughout the ancient world, the understanding is that places where there will be water are places where there's healing. Throughout the Roman world, whenever there was a freshwater spring and there was a pool that was fed by springs, Romans everywhere believed that water nymphs actually lived inside of those pools. And if you were able to listen to them, you could hear the future. You could be healed if you dove into them when the nymphs showed up. In Jewish contexts, water sources and healing were commonplace. So we think this was also a kind of healing shrine right near the pools of Beit Zatha, and we have some evidence of this healing shrine, not only from this period, but some centuries later. So we know healing is associated with this place. Well, of course, what happens is that the man wants to get into the pool. Instead, Jesus heals the man. Then Jesus tells him to pick up his bed and he can carry it away. The man has been ill for 38 years. And if anyone knows their Jewish history well, you would know that's evocative because Israel was in the wilderness for 38 years. They were at Mount Sinai for 2. They wandered in the wilderness for 38. These are all numbers that will mean something to a Jewish audience. He's trying to get into this pool, the Pool of Beit Zatha, that is five-sided pool. We only discovered this pool in the middle of the 20th century. It is a great story we don't have time to go into right now. But it was a pool that had 2 sections to it with a dividing wall in the middle. And so you could come to these pools for water, for consumption, but also because they were fed by natural sources running through a valley north of Jerusalem, they qualified as living water. So we've seen a lot of these motifs already in the Gospel of John so far. We've seen water, we've seen living water, we've seen a person who's having an encounter with Jesus who is in need. So these are all common stories we've seen, and like we've seen elsewhere, we wonder, now that this story is on stage, will this man who is healed, will he become a disciple? But John now does not want to take us into that direction. He's already given us a number of case studies about discipleship. And so by the time you finish chapter 4, you know what a disciple looks like. You've seen the woman of Samaria, a successful discipleship. You've seen Nicodemus, which I suggested is a failed discipleship. But in chapter 5, why is this an important chapter? It's because when Jesus tells this man to carry his bed and walk, he is actually inviting him to do something that, you know, he is not supposed to be doing. He is carrying an object from place to place, and on Sabbath, that's a violation. But also, Jesus has just healed a man who does not have a life-threatening disease. Therefore, he has also violated the Sabbath. Now, this is when we come to the critical verses in verses 16 through 18, or probably some of the most important verses in the entire Gospel of John, and you need to read them very, very carefully. This is why the Jews were prosecuting Jesus, because he did this on the Sabbath. Jesus answered, "My Father is working still, and I am working." Now notice what he does. He's appealing to the divine right to break the Sabbath, because remember, God works on the Sabbath. So therefore, Jesus is saying, I realize life and death issues. He knows the law. Life and death issues are reasons to break the Sabbath. But he is claiming an authority to do something on the Sabbath that extends what Judaism would have taught at this time. He's saying, I have got the privilege to do as God does because of the authority that I have. Then, verse 18, this is why the Jews sought all the more to...